Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us. For those that will be listening later on recording and on other devices, Sabbath blessing everyone on this January 17, 2026. This is our chapter 30 entitled Coming Again, but this is part 2. We are going to ask our dear brother once more to bless us with the Tiny Talk theme to our study. The hymn is entitled Jesus is Coming Again, and you will find it in hymn 213.
Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Echo it, hilltops, proclaim it, ye plains, Jesus is coming again. Coming in glory, the Lamb that was slain, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again. Heavings of earth tell the vast wandering throng, Jesus is coming again. Tempests and whirlwinds, the anthem prolong, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again. Nations are angry, by this we do know, Jesus is coming again. Knowledge increases, men run to and fro, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask one of the precious little ones, help by their parents or elder siblings, to open the section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work, and the 7 days is Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people that's in the Sabbath and the people that's doing the Sabbath. Please protect me and everybody that I know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear little one. Well, dear ones, I would like to be able to share this particular slide. We're going to ask our dear sister to be able to read it. For the topics that we will be covering, it's going to be pretty much a topic that a lot of parents at this moment may be inquiring for strength, and we will ask our dear sister to be able to read it to encourage all of them and their children, not only for those in the room, but for those that will be listening and even partaking of this PowerPoint in the future.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. This is from my devotional, and praise the Lord, I had asked a question a few Sabbaths ago about the children and the salvation of the children. And praise the Lord, through reading it, I was blessed, and so there was an impression by the grace of God to share it as well. This reads a reading and a promise to mothers taken from a devotional book entitled My Life Today, and is titled Mother's Prayers, and taken from Isaiah 49:25, King James Version. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And it reads, those who keep the law of God look upon their children with indefinable feelings of hope and fear, wondering what part they will act in the great conflict that is just before them. The anxious mother questions, what stand will they take? What can I do to prepare them to act well their part, so that they will be the recipients of eternal glory? Great responsibilities rest upon you, mothers. You may aid them to develop characters that will not be swayed or influenced to do evil, but will sway and influence others to do right. By your fervent prayers of faith, you can move the arm that moves the world. And continuing, the prayers of Christian mothers are not disregarded by the Father of all. He will not turn away your petitions and leave you and yours to the buffetings of Satan in the great day of final conflict. It is for you to work with simplicity and faithfulness, and God will establish the work of your hands. The life work performed on earth is acknowledged in the heavenly courts as a work well done. With joy unutterable, parents see the crown, the robe, the harp given to their children. The seed sown with tears and prayers may have seemed to be sown in vain, but their harvest is reaped with joy at last. Their children have been redeemed. When the well done of the great judge is pronounced, and the crown of immortal glory is placed upon the brow of the victor, many will raise their crowns in sight of the assembled universe, and pointing to their mother say, she made me all I am through the grace of God. Her instruction, her prayers have been blessed to my eternal salvation. Amen. And this is taken from My Life Today, page 21. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's have our listening ears, little ones, for our dear brother, who will be able to continue with our part two of our chapter 30 entitled Coming Again in the Storybook of Jesus. And I will pass it to our dear brother.
Let me slip something in here. One of the best things that parents can do to help their children toward the kingdom of heaven is get rid of your television. That is a window on hell. Our Bible lessons for today are taken from the following books, Luke and Matthew. Luke 21:25 says, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations. We are seeing that. With perplexity, we see that, the sea and the waves roaring, and that refers to more than just tsunamis. Luke 21:26, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, and for the earth powers of heaven shall be shaken. 24:30, Matthew, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And that's what he promised. 24:31, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. 24:32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. 24:33. So likewise ye, When ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. The sun darkened, the stars falling, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. This all happened in the past. It is my personal belief that it will all happen again, but in closer succession. So watch for it. The sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. Wait a minute. The sun shall become black as sackcloth of hair. What version is this anyway? The sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood. A quarter century later came the dark day, like a giant black crater. Again, fear held sway. The Great Lisbon Earthquake of 1755. Oh, you have the dates right there. That's good. 1755 was the earthquake, 1780 the dark day, and 1833 the stars fell. Next slide, please, I think.
I'm sorry, dear brother. My finger touched the button. I apologize.
Touch it again. There we go. Sister White says, our imagination is not adequate to imagine what things are going to be like. What causes earthquakes? Well, they're caused by the movement of the plates of this earth. Our world has a crust of plates on it, and when those plates move, which they do because there's stress on them, then the earth trembles. And I'm not sure what this picture is, but
these are just all of the disasters that they will hear, the children will hear, and it's just giving you a little picture of the different disasters that are there, because sometimes they can't understand the words. So the plague, as you was explaining, is right on the bottom in that diagram that shows you that it's happened below in the ground.
All right. Upon the earth, he said, there shall be distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Luke 21, 25 and 26. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Matthew 24, 31. The Savior adds, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that the summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Matthew 24, 32 and 33. Christ has given signs of his coming. He says that we may know when he is near, even at the doors. And we're seeing those signs right now in the earth. You can explain your top pictures if need be. I can't read them. They're too small. Next slide, then.
No, you could go ahead, dear brother. This is the continuation of the slide that you just read.
Okay. Continue. Wait a minute. Yeah, I guess you did switch it. I didn't notice it. Christ has given signs of his coming. He says that we may know when he is near, even at the doors. When the trees put forth their leaves in the spring, we know that summer is near. Just so surely when the signs appear in the sun and in the moon, and the moon and the stars, we are to know that Christ is coming. Christ's coming is near. These signs have appeared. May 19, 1780, the sun was darkened. That day was known in history as the Dark Day. In the eastern part of the United States, so great was the darkness that in many places the people had to light candles at noonday. And until after midnight, the moon, though it was at its full, gave no light. Many believed that the day of judgment had come. No satisfactory reason for the unnatural darkness has ever been given, except the reason found in the Word of God. Words of Christ, excuse me. The darkening of the sun and the moon was a sign of his coming. November 13, 1833. There was the most wonderful display of falling stars ever beheld by man. Again, thousands believed that the day of judgment had come. Since that time, earthquakes and tempests, tidal waves, pestilence, famine, destruction by fire and flood have multiplied. All these and distress of nations with perplexity declare that the Lord's coming is near, and he wanted to come soon after 1844. Why didn't he come? Because his people weren't ready. He wanted to come right after 1888. Why didn't he come? Because his people rejected the message of righteousness by faith. They weren't ready. In mercy, he said, I'll have to wait for another generation. Our generation is here. Are we wanting to go home to heaven? Are our characters being conformed to his? That's what he's waiting on. And this is taken from the story of Jesus, page 175 and 6, I believe. Thank you.
Thank you, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing the first part of our lesson entitled Coming Again Part 2 in our stud book of our Tiny Tots, The Story of Jesus. And that will take place January the 24th, 2026. And remember, little ones, Jesus is coming again. Coming again. Coming again. Jesus is coming again. We are going to ask any of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, so even our guests, to open their section with prayer of the nature segment. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect us. Please protect the people who are coming and the people who are not coming in and the people who are joining and the people who are listening to the recording. And please protect the people who are feeling sick or the people who are not feeling sick. Please protect us the way that we're going to be learning. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. It is time for Tiny Tots and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We still in our topic, Moms of the Bible. So this Sabbath, boys and girls, will begin a new topic of our nation segment entitled Moms of Prey Lions. And our dear brother will be the one to share.
God blesses everybody. Here we'll be learning a new lesson in a new language. Well, for today's service, and we'll be learning more about it in the other Sabbaths to come. Our Bible verses for our lesson, our topic, Mammoth of the Bible, are taken from Family Bible Lesson, or FBL, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 10, Walking on Water. The Bible verses for our nature study, Lesson 10, entitled Walking on Water, are open scriptures taken from Matthew 14, verses 21 to 23. Read, "And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. When the evening was come, he was there alone." And it says in this picture, he went up into a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. Matthew 14:23. Jesus prayed for his disciples. Are you a disciple of his? How thankful we can be for his example of prayer. And our memory verse for today is Psalm 105:4. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face evermore. And the character quality of this story is thankfulness versus gratitude. Thankfulness is the expression of gratitude to God and to others for how they have benefited one's life. And the animal we'll be learning about from this story is the lion. And looking through nature, mammals of prey, lions, the hero of the six lessons we'll be learning from today to the following Sabbath. Lesson 1, cats are mammals. 2, lions. 3, the body of a lion. 4, lion fun. 5, a lion's life. And 6, lion cubs. For today, we'll be learning lesson 1, cats are mammals. Nature, cats are mammals. A mammal has these characteristics. 1, they're warm-blooded. 2, they have a backbone. 3, 2 pairs of limbs, 4, more or less complete covering of hair, 5, feed its babies with milk, 6, most give their young protection and training, 7, mammals have a larger, more well-developed brain than other animals. Palestine was once the home of many cats, the cats of the Bible. There were lions, leopards, and cheetahs roaming in the land where Jesus lived. Song of Solomon mentions the mountains of leopards before it. The writer writes, "I wonder if there were any on the mountain that Jesus climbed after he sent away the multitudes and the disciples." Most of these cats have disappeared from the Bible land. The main difference between the big cats and all other cats is that big cats can roar but cannot purr. Other cats can purr but cannot roar. Lions hum when happy, cough to warn others away, wolf when frightened, and deserted cubs bleat mournfully. Two lions scream one another, puff at each other, while an angry lion hisses or snarls. Cubs seem to meow a lot. What kinds of sounds do thankful people make? Will they say thank you for one thing? And of course, they even express it in many other kinds of ways. Do you remember what a mammal is? The description is from the previous slide, and you can even find it in the previous page of the book. The word cat refers to a family of meat-eating mammals, including tigers, lions, jaguars, mountain lions, lynx, cheetahs, panthers, and even the domestic cat. What do all these cats have in common? 1, long, powerful bodies. 2, somewhat rounded head. 3, short, strong jaws. 4, 30 sharp teeth. And from our right, we see all the different kinds we have. Lions, lionesses, cubs, tigers, white lionesses, a white lion, leopards, bear cubs, jaguar, snow leopard, cheetah, the jaguarundi, a Canada lynx, a puma, a caracal, an ocelot, a leopard cat, a marble cat, a fishing cat, a margay, a black panther, and a serval cat. Oh, continuing, 5, hunting skills, 6, high speed and many other features, and 7, graceful movement. How thankful we are that Jesus has shared these magnificent animals for us to enjoy. This week or the following Sabbath from this year, we will learn more about the cat called a lion. We see even more pictures of a lion and other wild cats in these pictures. Meaty mammals. And these are some of the big cats that were mentioned before. The jaguar, the cheetah, the lion, which we'll learn about, and the leopard. Here in the green forest, activities you can do to help you remember today's lesson. 1, look for mammals, which are guidebooks to identify them. 2, look for pictures of cats that are on your bulletin board, if you have one. 3, if you have a domestic cat as a pet, notice the 7 points all cats have by observing. 4, for individual activities, stories and poems, use the book entitled Children's Bible Activities, Stories and Poems for this quarter. 5, stay your memory. Here are reminds, things you can do while you remember today's lesson. 1, as you work together as a family, let your chores and life your lesson. 2, as you climb the stairs to do a chore for your parents, remember how Jesus climbed the mountain to pray for his disciples. 3, pray for your family as you are completing your chores. And as the lion come, when they are happy, come or sing with a thankful heart to help bring sunshine into your home. Remarkable prayer of food. Thus were spent the days in the earthly life of Jesus. He often dismissed his disciples to visit their homes and left, but he gently resisted their efforts to draw him away from his labors. All day he toiled, teaching the ignorant, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, feeding the multitude. At the eventide or in the early morning, he went away to the sanctuary of the mountains for communion with his Father. Often he passed the entire night in prayer and meditation, returning at daybreak to his work among people. The Desire Pages, page 259-260. Here for our closing hymn for our toddler study is entitled, God Be With You Till We Meet Again. God be with you till we meet again. Love. God be with you till we meet again. Unseen means protecting us. Here we meet.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister and dear brother. So next week, by God's grace, we will review the first section of our new chapter entitled Coming Again, Part 2, in our study book, The Story of Jesus. If any one of the dear remnant family, mommies or daddies, even our guests, or any one of the little ones would like to close their section with prayer, maybe I'm unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father Jesus, we thank you for these lessons, Father Jesus, learning about you and nature and learning about the beautiful animals that you have created. We thank you for the participation and of all the little ones, and we ask blessings for them and also their parents. Be with us, Father Jesus, as we move in the other sections of the study. Continue to guide us, continue to elevate our minds. Put a hedge around us, I pray. I thank you, Lord, again for gathering us here together on your blessed Sabbath day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be the 24th of 2026. We are going to continue with our review of our part 2 of our chapter 30, entitled Coming Again. And may you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.